This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Hundreds of thousands of protesters could be found on the streets in Myanmar for a ninth day of anti-coup demonstrations Sunday. Protests continue as the new army rulers grapple to contain a strike by government workers that could cripple their ability to run the country. Trains in parts of the country stopped running after staff refused to go to work, according to local media. Meanwhile, the military deployed soldiers to power plants only to be confronted by angry crowds. A civil disobedience movement to protest against the February 1st coup that deposed the civilian government led by Aung San Suu Kyi started with doctors. It now affects a swath of government departments. The UK government says it has reached its goal of giving at least one COVID-19 vaccine shot to the most vulnerable people in the country. The development increases pressure on ministers to clarify when they will ease a lockdown imposed in early January. Some 15 million people, or 22% of the UK population, have received their first shot or were offered one. The figure includes most people in the government's top four priority groups, including everyone over 75, frontline healthcare workers, and nursing home staff. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's acquittal on charges of inciting a deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol left Democrats and Republicans deeply divided on Sunday. This as Washington seeks to move on with Democratic President Joe Biden's political agenda. The Senate trial concluded on Saturday with 57-43 vote in favor of convicting the Republican former president, falling short of the two-thirds majority needed to do so. Read more on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Kosovars began voting on Sunday in a parliamentary election that an anti-establishment party is expected to win, further complicating Western efforts to resolve Kosovo's decades-long territorial dispute with Serbia. The State Election Commission said turnout by 11 a.m. local time was 8.3%, one percentage point lower than in the last election in 2019, mainly due to freezing temperatures. Rescuers pulled nine more bodies from the site of a flash flood in a Himalayan region of northern India on Sunday, a week after the disaster. The death toll is now 50, with more than 150 people still missing, according to officials. The flash flood in Uttarakhand state, triggered by what scientists said could have been a large avalanche of glacier ice, sent water, rocks, and debris surging down the Daluganga River Valley. Dams and bridges were destroyed. Rescuers are now using heavy digging machinery in a race to free dozens of dam construction workers trapped in an underground tunnel connected to a hydroelectric project being built by the government-owned National Thermal Power Corporation. Israel plans to reopen restaurants around March 9th and restart tourism with Cyprus. The reopening is part of a gradual return to normality thanks to a COVID-19 vaccination campaign, according to officials Sunday. With more than 41% of Israelis having received at least one shot of Pfizer Incorporated's vaccine, Israel has said it will partially reopen hotels and gyms on February 23rd. To those fully inoculated or deemed immune after recovering from COVID-19. To gain entry, these beneficiaries would have to present a green pass displayed on a health ministry app linked to their medical files. The app's rollout is due this week. Sunday, Britain downplayed the risk of the European Union taking business away from the City of London after Brexit. According to Foreign Minister Dominic Raab, the real challenges come from New York, Tokyo, and other areas. Britain completed its exit from the EU at the end of 2020, but the last-minute free trade deal that replaced membership of the bloc did not include arrangements for free trade and financial services, the engine of Britain's economy. Data published on Thursday showed Amsterdam has displaced London as Europe's biggest share trading center after Britain left the EU's single market and picked up a chunk of British derivatives business. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.